Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, lightning bets coming your way in about 20 minutes. Of course, presented by BetMGM. Right now, let's go out to the guest line. Jason Logan, senior industry analyst, covers.com, host of the Sharp 600 podcast, at Covers JLo. If you want to follow him on Twitter, I suggest doing that. Jason, welcome back to the show. I'm curious your thoughts on divisional unders. We have, four games this week that fit the bill, including a big one, Monday Night Football, between the Rams and the 49ers. I mean, these games are going under, hitting around 80% for divisional games. What's your read on that? Is there something to it? Is it just early season familiarity between those two teams? What do you make of it? Early season, a lot of unders in divisional games.
Yeah, I mean, you could say familiarity. They know each other, but for me, it's more just the way that the schedules kind of panned out and who's playing divisional games early on. And if you look, there's a lot of teams that have underperforming offenses that have very good defenses that are playing divisional games kind of out of the chute here. So if you look at it, we've got New Orleans is 0-2 over under in divisional games in through 3 weeks. You got Green Bay 0-2 over under, Indianapolis 0-2 over under, Pittsburgh 0-2 over under, the Chargers as well 0-2 over under. In divisional games right out of the boot. So those are all good, solid defensive teams with offenses that aren't playing up to expectations. So I think that has more to do with it than familiarity or whatever. And, you know, I don't think there's really that much to this trend. Last year we saw divisional games, they went 48 and 48 over under at the end of the year. So it all kind of pans out in the end. So for me, it's more just kind of that's what the schedule threw at us early on, underperforming offenses with very good defenses.
Jason, even people that don't buy into trends too much, there is a trend that goes around a lot of times with these international games that some buy into due to the surface. And we've got our first London game of the year Sunday morning. It's the Vikings and the Saints. Just the idea of the travel, the total, a lot of people are going to bet on that just based on the surface and depending where they're playing, how it's gone down in the past. Is that something you buy into? Do you take a look at, like, say, for instance, these London games, and we're going to get more and more of these, and play totals?
Not necessarily. It used to be, like, you saw some of the softer soccer pitches get chewed up, especially if it was, you know, a game where it was partially covered or open air. But I know, I don't know if they still do this, and I think it was something that I had read there before they canned the international games with COVID and everything. But with Tottenham, they have one of those awesome retractable field type things, right, where they can march the field in and out and put in different sods. And I believe they used a harder sod than they normally did for the soccer pitch. So I think they've kind of remedied that, at least at the Tottenham Stadium, which is, you know, state-of-the-art stadium. So for me, you know, I look at things like travel, and it's definitely, I've looked at this game and maybe leaning Minnesota here, -2.5, getting them under a field goal favorite. The Saints, this is a really tough travel spot for them because not only did they have to play second of back-to-back travel weeks, jumping the pond here, but this is actually their third travel game in the first 4 weeks of the season. So, you know, the offense is a bit of a mess. You got a lot of guys banged up as well, too. You got to put Jameis Winston on a pressurized tin can with a broken back for about 9 hours to get him over to London. And as someone who has severe back problems and has made that trip from the East Coast to London, it's a long, long, long way without the perks of international air travel, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, that one is definitely it's an area in which I'm looking to go against New Orleans. I haven't placed a bet on this one yet, but it looks like it's going to be another grinder of a game, and that's just kind of, and New Orleans has just uglied up games. The defense still getting the job done. The Vikings, I feel like we're still very undecided on this offense. Definitely not blowing anyone away. And then Dalvin Cook dealing with the shoulder injury day to day. So I would say if you like the Vikes, get them under the -2.5 now.
It was a pretty good week for you. 3-0 ATS on dogs in week 3. Well done. We want to ride the hot hand with you. Which dogs are you eyeing for this week?
Yeah, it was nice to turn that around because I had such a slow start to the column picks to start the season. I do a weekly NFL underdogs column that covers. I've done that for years now. But for me, I went and I grabbed Jacksonville +7.5 on Sunday night when that opened. More of a line grab, getting a pretty good number considering how these two teams are performing and how well the Jaguars are performing right now. Now we've seen it move to Philly just below the touchdown -6.5. Of course, it's, you know, the Doug Peterson revenge game and everything, but. You know, and the Jags, they definitely turned heads with that win over the Chargers. Part of that, you know, as the injuries started to stack up for the Bolts, plays a hand in that. And this is a tough spot for the Jaguars as well, too. This is also second of back-to-back road games, third road game to start the season in 4 weeks. But the Jags still kind of fly under the radar. They're not a sexy team. They don't have that big fan base. And they're, you know, if you look at a lot of the advanced metrics, DVOA, EPA, they're right next to or better than the Eagles, who their stock has never been higher, opening as a 7.5 point favorite in this game and now dipping below. But for me, it's just kind of grabbing a team in the Jaguars that look really, really good on a lot of different angles of the game. The passing game is really going. Trevor Lawrence looks fantastic under this Doug Peterson offense. The running game is dynamic as well, too. And then they're getting some great work from the defense, too. So, I expect this one to be a lot closer than a touchdown.
Jason, Sunday Night Football, we get Mahomes, we get Brady. It'll be a marquee matchup. Both teams coming off of losses here. You highlighted the under in a recent column. It's in the mid-40s, a total on this game. What do you think about the game itself? Right now we're looking at a Chiefs about a 2.5-point favorite. I like Kansas City this week. What's your thought on the game, and why do you see the under hitting?
The under in this one, I bet under 47 this one on Sunday night. It's down as low as 45. This is a look-ahead total that was set at 53 points back in the summer, so A lot of things have shaken up here. For me, you know, Tampa Bay's defense still elite, keeping them in games. They're going to give Kansas City a tough time. They give everyone a tough time. But the offensive line for the Bucs is the big thing here, and it's not allowing Brady to kind of get open and push the ball downfield and kind of stretch this offense beyond, you know, 10-yard dumps. The injuries to wide receivers definitely, you know, having a factor, you're seeing some bad drops out there. But for me, it's this offensive line that's struggling. Brady just doesn't have the time for those longer plays to develop. It's made this offense very, very passive. He has just 2.1 seconds of pocket time so far through three games. And then the Chiefs defense, you know, as fun as this offense is to watch sometimes, the Chiefs defense is the MVP of this team, really getting the job done. The defensive line getting great pressure with the front four as well, too. Tops in the league in pressure rate at over 40% per dropback, only blitzing 24% of the time. And that's, if you historically look at Tom Brady, that's how you frustrate Tom Brady. Is you bring four and then you drop all your linebackers in the coverage and kind of plug up the passing lane. So that's why I went under on this one. No spread bet on this one for me, but I would definitely be leaning Kansas City as well, too, just from what we've seen from Tampa Bay so far.
Jason, what about these games with quarterback changes? Because I find that interesting about what we see with the point spread when you go to the new quarterback. And the market was wrong about Cooper Rush, clearly, with his last two wins here. And just the over-adjustment that we saw, like with Dallas a couple weeks ago, was, when you look at it in the end, it ended up being a 9-point move, which is just so crazy. And then this week, we've got the Patriots as massive road dogs at Lambeau. It looks like it's going to be Hoyer instead of an injured Mac Jones. And it sounds like it's going to be Zach Wilson's time, when Flacco has actually looked pretty good in those first few weeks. So these matchups with expected quarterback changes, how do you handicap them?
You know, if you can get any sort of historical look, you know, we got a brief look at Cooper Rush last year against Minnesota, played a pretty good game. And he looked great last night. I'm a Cowboys fan, so nice to see him out there. But as far as the Mac Jones injury goes, I mean, you're moving in Hoyer against a Green Bay defense that's very, very good, and you're hitting on the road as well, too, to play in Green Bay where it's going to be loud and nuts. Now, definitely we saw this open around 9.5, 10, and a lot of people jumped on it right away and pushed it over that key number of 10. So I definitely think this is a warranted move. I wasn't high on this offense already. I don't think a lot of people were with Mac Jones. The move to Hoyer, to me, is warranted on that one. As far as the Jets one goes, I mean, Flacco was doing all right, but was kind of picking up garbage time points or garbage time yards, where teams are playing passive and kind of protecting against the deeper ball, playing a little, you know, a little bit of prevent or not as urgent. So I don't want to put too much stock into what we've seen from Joe Flacco. And then we've also seen some very, very terrible throws from Joe Flacco too. But again, this is a Pittsburgh defense that's among the best out there, still wreaking havoc. Fitzpatrick's out there picking off quarterbacks. If Wilson's rusty and has some wayward passes, Pittsburgh's definitely going to make him pay for it too. So that's a very tough one. I think Wilson, if he is active and a little more mobile than Flacco and able to keep some plays alive and move the defense around, that's a big thing and a big plus. Pittsburgh, again, just the defense that makes every quarterback look pretty bad.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Jason, Seahawks at Lions. This number has come down from Lions -6 down to -4.5. We know the Lions are a big public team. What do you like in this matchup?
Yeah, it's all about those injuries. The St. Brown nursing some multiple ailments. He's questionable. Now they're saying DeAndre Swift, they're asking him, maybe you want to sit this one out until week 6, battling through those ankle injuries as well, too. When this line opened, I actually tweeted out, this is the first time, or if it closes here, which it should, but the Lions haven't been closing line favorites since November 22nd, 2020. So rare air for the Lions. Like you said, they are always a popular bet. You know, the whole HBO Hard Knocks thing, but they've been a fantastic ATS play over the past 2 years. But for me, it's more those big injuries, two guys that are definitely, you know, the top two offensive players for the Lions. And then if you look at the Seahawks, defense is terrible. This offense, maybe a little better than we thought. Geno Smith making some throws. He had some downfield hits against the Metcalf there against the Falcons, who are also a pretty bad defense, as are the Lions. Seattle right now, quietly 12th in EPA per play. After 3 weeks of football. So I would be looking, I mean, of course, the number's moving pretty quick down, what did you say, down to 4.5? Yeah, it's a pretty
good number.
You're not getting the best of that. Not getting the best of the number. It's one of these games where you're just going to have to keep an eye on those injury reports, especially if you're looking to play the total in this. Overs and Lions games have kind of been like an automatic bet for a lot of people so far. But those two guys have had such a huge impact on this offense that it's completely different without them.
Jason, I'm fascinated by the Bills and Ravens this week. Bills off a loss, Ravens off a big win, a bounce back for them in New England. Looking at 3.5 at BetMGM right now, Buffalo the favorite in Baltimore, total of 52. Curious your thought on the game, and what do you make of the fact that the Bills do not win close games? It's years now. When they win by double digits. When they lose, it's a close game. Last week we talked about the idea, if you liked Miami with the spread, maybe just take a money line, because that's kind of been the trend for Buffalo. What do you make of that and then the game this week?
Yeah, the injuries in the secondary are concerning for Buffalo, of course, especially when you have Lamar Jackson out there just doing what he does. Second straight road game for them as well, too. And then after a really, really taxing game. But I mean, if you look at the box score, they ran, 90 plays and absolutely dominated the football. And Baltimore's defense is not that good as well. So I'm not downgrading them too much for the loss in Miami. That was really the Dolphins. For me, that was kind of the Dolphins Super Bowl there. You know, you get these games every year where they want to come out and have a big statement game, and that might have been their Super Bowl game. And I've been betting on Lamar and the Ravens so far. I am quite torn on this, but I would say kind of leaning towards Buffalo. They're still the most dominating team out there. Want to take a look at what the injuries look like towards the end of the week here, maybe before getting involved. But I'm leaning Buffalo, but no play for me on this one yet.
Any week four sides or totals that you love that we have not addressed yet?
I'm trying to think of what I do. I've been a little passive to start this week, not as aggressive as the last few weeks where it's been like Tuesday and I've already got a full bet slip there. taking a look at Rams and 49ers, the Rams have been such a weird team because they've looked, outside of the Buffalo game in week one, they've looked good in first halves, and then they just don't show up in the second half. And if you look at some of their advanced metrics, they were like 11th in EPA on offense in the first half and like 4th in defense in EPA allowed in the first half. And then they fall off the face of the cliff in the second half, 28th in offense and defensive EPA in the second half, which is worrisome when you're betting bigger numbers with the Rams. So that's one thing I'm looking at with that Rams 49ers game. Other than that, not a whole lot for me right now. I was thinking like maybe Bengals money line on Thursday night. If it comes back down, it's up to as high as Cincy -4 right now. Just a really, really tough spot for the Dolphins. You're coming, like I said, that was their Super Bowl game. So an automatic letdown on a short week. But then they were playing in the soup in Miami as well, too. So that's a taxing game. We saw guys just lying down on the field at the end of that game, passed out basically. And then having then to travel on top of that to Cincinnati. So for me, it is a kind of a weird game. Booking Cincy money line to kind of keep it simple on a short week because weird things can happen on Thursdays. But hoping that comes back down if we see some more public push towards Miami, because we know a lot of the early money and the sharp money has been on Cincinnati and has moved this one a full point, almost 2 points now.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Jason Logan, senior industry analyst, covers.com. Go check out his podcast, The Sharp 600. Jason, we appreciate you hopping on. We got lightning bets next, including a new long shot Heisman I'm in on. I haven't even told Joe and Aaron yet. I'm going to give you this in lightning bets next here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.